22 points to 12, and a fantastic crowd for you today. I mean, it must be pretty pleased, ticked a lot of the boxes.
It didn't really, to be honest. We're a bit disappointed with how we played today. Our discipline wasn't good enough today. Sort of our play in the second half wasn't good enough. So we're it's a pretty flat squad.
You weren't entirely happy with the win over Northampton the previous week either, but you're still getting the wins. So is it high standards, or is it definitely that you have dropped below your levels?
I would say it's difficult to ask the players to back up week after week after week. And when the international players came back and we played brilliantly against Exeter and brilliantly against Bath, and we played a little bit less well the last 2 weeks, but still won the games. But we set ourselves high standards, and we know next week against Wasps that we're going to have to play better than we did today.
You still, despite maybe not being entirely pleased with the control, large portions of today's game, I felt.
Well, that was the thing, really, because for us to give away 18 penalties when we have all the field position and we've got all the possession of the ball seems crazy. It's a penalty count of a losing team, and we didn't feel under any pressure the whole game. Obviously, a third of the penalties came from scrums, and that's something we're going to have to fix. We had a magnificent scrum performance against Northampton last week, and we were poor in that area today. So we could have won by a bit more if we had been a bit more polished in their half than we were today.
The guys running it back, Alex Good and Billy Vunipola, I don't know if it was brilliant positioning from them or whether they were magnets for the ball or what, but yeah. My goodness, they made a lot of meters today, those two.
Well, I think we put them under enough pressure to give us some decent counter-attack ball, which is obviously something that we want to do. It was just what happened thereafter which was disappointing, because we just needed to be a bit more patient on the ball. And we went for some pretty awful offloads, five or six of them, when we didn't need to. Our first try was a good example of Jackson Wright just taking the ball up, bringing in a few defenders, and us just picking them off from the outside.
Ashton had that time out, but he looks like he's been working hard when he wasn't involved, because he's come back firing.
Yeah, I think, you know, he looks like he's never been away. He scored his 5 tries in 3 games. A couple of real poacher's tries. He's unbelievably disappointed in the dressing room. He didn't score a third, so that's who he is. So yeah.
And you got first spot. Obviously, you're very close now to the home semi final, which was a massive aim for you.
It's an aim. It's not a massive aim. You know, we want to get into the playoffs. We've got 2 more games to try and get that home semi final. But all our thoughts are on Wasps now. It's a massive week next week, and we're looking forward to the preparation for that.
And just finally on them, they're also putting a bit of pressure on you in the league as well. A big win for them today.
They're a good team, aren't they? And they're on a great run at the moment, and they're going to be a difficult opponent and proposition next week. But we're a good team as well, and we've got 4 wins in a row for us, and the players are going to be highly charged for next week.